RLJS Radio Live with your host, Monica R. with W and Autumn S. And so what we're about to get ready to do is actually get ready to welcome our guest onto the show. We're so happy to have her on us, Anne-Marie McElwain. And she's actually been doing a series called Finding Your Passion in the 21st Century. She came on two other series. And the reason why this is so important is because we're trying to help our listeners, you know, look at out-of-the-box ways in order to find employment, look for employment opportunities, or better yet, even start their own business. And so today's show is going to be focused on turning your freelance hobby into a business, and we're so happy to have Anne-Marie on from CareerFuel.net. And if you have not heard of CareerFuel.net, number one, you haven't listened to ROJS Radio Live, but in the same aspect, make sure that you write down that address, because it's going to be so important in order to assist you with your job search, or better yet, even assist you with turning your freelance hobby into a business. So let's get ready to welcome on Anne-Marie right now to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Monica and Autumn?
I'm doing good.
We're doing good. We're glad to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Definitely. Now, obviously, you did two other parts of our series, but for our listeners that may be tuning in today that are new and have not had a chance to listen to those other two parts yet, which I encourage them to do, could you please give a brief bio on yourself and basically CareerFuel.net?
Sure. My background is running consumer businesses for large multinationals like Procter & Gamble and Johnson & Johnson, and I'm best known for helping those companies come up with ideas to grow their businesses long term. But I'm an entrepreneur at heart and have been trying to come up with the big idea for a number of years and finally did, and it's called CareerFuel, CareerFuel.net. And it's really a very needed answer to the jobs crisis. If you go to CareerFuel.net, we are essentially what you need to know to get a job, start a business, as well as the inspiration to see it through. So we hope you check us out. There's nothing else like us on the net.
That is very true. And I actually started, I ran into your site, actually one of your partners inside of the business. They had contacted me and basically gave me a suggestion, might as well say, to look at the site. And I looked at it and fell in love with it. That's the best way, yeah, because of the wealth of information that is contained in your site. And I would honestly say, yes, there is no other site like it on the net. So definitely our listeners need to make sure that they bookmark that address and refer to it often. If they're looking for a job, or better yet, even looking for ideas in order to start their own business, which is kind of like what we're talking about today, is about starting your own business and using maybe something that you have done for years and actually turning that into a successful entrepreneurship. So to start off with that, basically, just say that, and a lot of our listeners, and I have heard this before, you know, they do something at home. Obviously, they recently had a layoff, and they've been doing maybe, like I always call it, a B plan at home, something that they hadn't really been making a lot of money at, but something that they enjoyed to do, you know, when on their free time when basically they wasn't working. Now they're wondering, okay, well, now I'm laid off. I might need to actually turn this into a more of a revenue-generating opportunity. So with that, Anne-Marie, how would they even go about trying to do that? Where would they begin?
Well, I think if the idea is to start with a hobby or a passion, it would be to start with a list. What is it you love to do? What brings you pleasure? For many, it's, you know, cooking, it's photography, it might be a walk in the park. But create that list and then start sort of creating a tree from it in terms of where that leads you. So if you like to cook, well, do you like to cook, you know, entrees? Do you like to bake? I mean, because that takes you in different directions. One is, you know, maybe a restaurant or prepared food that the local supermarkets can sell. But maybe if you like to bake, obviously now you're talking more of a cafe, bakery, or you can become a supplier to local restaurants. So, so I would start with that list. I would ask that people be really honest about, you know, one person's passion is not necessarily enough to go the distance. And also, I might think I'm a great cook, but others might have a different opinion. So,
true.
You know,
right.
You might have to ask a few others for some feedback on whether, you know, you're on the right track. But that's the first place I would start. And then the next place I would, and so we call that coming up with the big idea. The hardest part about starting a business is coming up with that, you know, kind of light bulb moment that says, oh, I've got it. I've got that big idea. And I'm a great example. I mean, Career Fuel is probably my fifth business that I have started. And along the way, all the others were, I thought, terrific ideas. But in the course of going through the business planning process, something fell apart. I got feedback from my analysis, from my data gathering that said, you know what, I don't think this is, you know, for X, Y, or Z reason going to work out. So after you come up with that big idea, whether it's a product or a service or a new business altogether, or maybe you want to buy a franchise, you need to do a business plan. You need to really vet it. And as Brad, who's the subject of one of our interviews, says, that business plan is to prove to you why you shouldn't do it. And if at the end of that it hasn't proved to you why you shouldn't do it, then you're okay.
Right.
So it can save you a lot of time, money, and heartache, and it's a really critical part to the process. The next thing I would recommend is come up with a name, and I would trademark it. So, you know, what's in a name? Well, a lot's in a name. I mean, if people can't pronounce it or spell it, first of all, you're probably not on a good track. If it's already owned, you know, you're not going to pick Coke because Coke's already been taken. Even CokeC.com might be taken. So the challenge today is anyone can buy a .com easily by going on GoDaddy or WhoIsIt.com, and you need to have a domain that's available. So I would definitely spend time identifying a name that's easy to pronounce, easy to spell, short, is available as a URL, and then I would go to the trouble of trademarking it, because if you don't trademark it, you don't fundamentally own it in a way that's protectable.
That is true. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, keep going.
Yeah, and I was going to just comment on the trademark process. It can be kind of confusing, especially, you know, when you're doing it online. I know I did a trademark for ROJS Media, and I swear it was not the easiest process to trademark it. But in the same aspect, it is so important that you do that, because if not, again, someone can actually take your name, and you'll be wondering why it is that they're using your name. It's because you didn't actually put ownership on that. But go ahead.
Right. Absolutely. So, and if you go to careerfuel.net, if you click on the button that says start a business, stage one or the first button is the big idea. And under resources, we list legal resources that can are very easy to utilize for things like trademarking or becoming an LLC. You know, so now, because that's another thing you want to do is protect your personal assets so that if the business fails, you know, everything you had going into it doesn't go down with the ship.
Yes.
So I think those are the first few things that you need to do. And again, this is all really laid out very easily on CareerFuel.net in our Start a Business button. We have essentially taken the work out of starting a business. We've winnowed it down to precisely what you need to know and removed, you know, the millions of Google hits
right.
that you could get if you approached it from that perspective. And then the next stage of the process is how are you going to finance it?
Mm-hmm.
For people who take a hobby and try and turn it into a business, most often I would say they self-fund. So if you are lucky enough to have a job and thinking about this, I would recommend that you keep working and you do this at night and on the weekend while you test the waters as to the viability of the business. If you don't, obviously it's going to be harder for you, but to the extent that you can pull from some of your resources or get friends and family to support you, that will be really helpful. And then, you know, depending upon how big your idea is will determine what kind of funding you need and where you go.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, maybe you've always loved to sew and you want to, you know, create a tailoring business, but you don't have the best technology today. Well, something like a sewing machine is pretty inexpensive compared to other businesses that, you know, you could start. And you could get a microloan for that. So, again, if you go to our site and you click on how to finance it and then the button that says microfinancing, it will take you to organizations like Axion and Grameen and Kiva who are set up to, you know, write a check for $1,500 or whatever it is for that sewing machine so that you can get going.
Wow, see, and that's great. And I want to discuss also just real quick about SBA loans because you hear a lot about them. You hear
mm-hmm.
a lot, you know, obviously there's a process in order to even get a small business loan through the Small Business Association. Some loans can be pretty tough to get, especially, you know, if your credit is not as well as it may be, you know, you would normally think it would be to try and go get a small business loan. But could you just briefly discuss about the SBA process?
Sure. The SBA, I mean, the SBA is a great site. It's a government body, and, you know, Karen Mills, who heads it up, I think is really terrific. And they have numerous resources, one of which is SBA has these satellite centers all around the country where you can go and either free or for very little money do classes on business planning and things of that nature. You can work with a retired business person who will coach you. And I highly, highly recommend that people take advantage of this. Free, they are really qualified, terrific resources that are free or inexpensive. However, with respect to the loans, I have to say that SBA loans are most suitable for people who already have a business and are looking to grow it. Because they are looking for, there's too great a risk, if you will, to support a business like mine, for instance. You know, I'm a media business. I'm a content business. Both are very expensive. I don't have a revenue stream to point to. And so in today's environment, since the credit crisis, since the recession began, you know, even as a woman, I cannot get an SBA loan. I have been told repeatedly, don't even bother walking down that road. It's not going to happen. Moreover, I will tell you, I have invested lots of money in my business, you know, in the six figures, and I have, which has already sort of declared, like, okay, I believe in this enough to take my retirement money and put it into it.
Mm-hmm.
My SBA loan is going to, which ultimately comes through a bank, is going to require that I also put my house.
As collateral?
Yeah. And
okay.
So now it's taken everything that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't recommend that to people, not in today's economic environment. So I think if you're a dentist and you're looking to expand your practice, it can be great. I think if you are in certain urban markets like Detroit, which is really suffering, and you are, African-American,
mm-hmm.
and you are looking to start a business that can demonstrate revenue right from the get-go, you have a pretty good shot at it. But for the average business, SBA is, quite frankly, not the place to go.
Okay, got that. Now, I have heard a lot about, and I think we discussed this, but I want to get into it even more because I know you have some things going on with this, which is crowdfunding. And basically, crowdfunding is was passed inside of the President Obama's Job Act and supposed to be actually starting, I guess you could say, more robustly by the end of this year. Could you explain that process for our listeners?
Sure. What's the Jobs Act, which was started, which was signed into law in April, is going to. It's the biggest change in regulatory securities law since the 1930s. And what it means for people who are looking to take a hobby and start it into business, turn it into a business, is that they have a whole new way of funding that business that heretofore did not exist. They are going to be able to turn to the people who know them, the people in their network, and say, I've started, you know, Joe's photography business. Here's my business plan. Here's why I think it's a great idea. And they're going to be able to say, I'm willing to give you, let's call it 10% of my company, ownership in my company, if you, as a group, come together and give me, let's say, $50,000. That's going to open up all kinds of opportunities for people, and it's going to be a really good fit with the way our economy works right now, because 50% of our economy is effectively locally owned right now. That is where the jobs are, according to Michael Shuman, who's the author of Local Dollars, Local Cents, How to Shift Your Money from Wall Street to Main Street and Achieve Real Prosperity. So it's a really good matchup with the way our economy already works, and who do you tend to turn to when you're starting a business anyway? You tend to turn to friends and family because they know you best. So
right.
Come January, if we're lucky, this will be available. You'll be able to go to sites like Indiegogo, like Kickstarter, like Helpers Unite, and you will be able to create a campaign on their site for whatever amount of money you are looking to raise to support your business. And you will be able to go out and raise that money. Now, not everyone will be successful, but many will. And as I said, that will open up, you know, all kinds of opportunities that that wouldn't have happened otherwise. But here's the key thing. We cannot do this until the Securities and Exchange Commission writes the regulations.
Right.
They were charged with doing this for Dodd-Frank 2 years ago, and they still haven't done it. And this is an enormous task. So we need to let the Securities and Exchange Commission know that this is really important. They cannot miss the 270-day deadline, which is December 31st of this year, to have the regulations ready, because startups, the very thing we're talking about, are the class of business, the only class of business that creates more jobs than it loses.
It's
the single biggest driver to our economy, and we have 24 million people who are underemployed, and we only have 3.1 million jobs available. We absolutely positively, as a country, have got to find our way to making these startups happen if we want to turn this economy around. So if you would like to let the SEC know that you understand how important this is, and maybe you're a would-be entrepreneur as well, we ask you to go to signon.org and sign a petition that Career Fuel has created, and that will be shared with the SEC.
Wow, isn't that awesome? Yeah, and I know I have signed that particular petition because I do feel like this is very important. I think the crowdfunding proposal is something that, you know, not only is needed but necessary. Just like you said, there is more people looking for work than there are jobs. So, I mean, the only way that we're going to actually get out of this crisis, in my strong opinion, is by some of those folks are going to have to become entrepreneurs, period. They're going to have to create their own opportunities and might as well say create their own jobs when you break it down to it. And it's so hard to do so with the resources that are available right now, like you spoke of, the SBA. Even though it can be great for trying to get your business plan started, and they do have free resources for that, to try and actually, if you're a new person just trying to start a business, like you said, unless you're ready to put your home up as collateral, and what if you don't have a home? It's going to be pretty hard for you to get started. So I think this, you know, the crowdfunding proposal is an excellent way in order to help our future entrepreneurs. you know, actually started her own business, and I 100% support it, obviously. And I would encourage our listeners to definitely take up and sign that petition. Now, we're going to be having the link to that petition on ROJS News and Radio Facebook page, and so we would highly encourage you to just take, you know, it doesn't even take, what, more than 3 minutes. So basically take 3 minutes and go ahead and sign that petition, because this is something that we need to reinvigorate our economy, in my strong opinion.
Great.
Yeah,
you.
definitely. Now, the other thing that I wanted to ask real quick is basically one of the biggest issues is, okay, so now maybe I got my friends and family or some people that I know to donate and, you know, get my business started, and at least a small amount of money. Now, the next step is marketing that business. In other words, you have to market it somehow, some way, in order to let people know that you have this started and you want to, you know, hopefully be able to earn their business in order to earn revenue for, obviously, your business. What are some, I guess you could say, some inexpensive ways that you can go about marketing a new business venture?
Okay. Well, believe it or not, an awful lot of businesses fail simply because of the execution. So they had the great idea. They were lucky enough to get financing for it, and then it fell apart because, as we say in the trade, they didn't execute well. And you don't want to see that happen because it's really unavoidable. If you know going into it that you've got to be able to implement your plan effectively and you've got a good plan, then you should be able to do it. From a marketing perspective, some smart things to do is you want to have, particularly if you're a kind of a niche business, you want to make certain you have a good local network. As I mentioned, you know, half of our economy is locally owned, and you want to take advantage of that. And local, you know, is best done when you view your world as kind of a relationship economy. So, for instance, I have turned to my accountant for my business for several recommendations, someone to help me with human resources, a certain type of lawyer, a certain type of analyst. So you want to think about, in your type of business, who might make recommendations for your type of business. So in the case of the photographer, you want maybe schools to know about you who do school photography. You want to, particularly high-end schools where maybe the families might want a Christmas card. You want to be connected to, if you like to do weddings, you want to be connected to the wedding planners in your area, maybe the churches that perform the weddings and the ministers and, you know, the florists who do the flowers, because people by and large like to work with companies that someone has recommended. So you really want to spend a lot of time from a marketing perspective building out that network. So when someone says, can you recommend, that light bulb goes off and you are the company that they're recommending.
Right.
So I think that's the single biggest way that you can help yourself. And there are, you know, ways that you can do it. There, you should go to meetup.com to, you know, stay connected with people in your community. Go to joinme.com, places like that where people whom you don't currently know might be there. Make it clear, you know, how you can help them and what you're looking for as part of the meeting, and make it a nice virtual circle, if you will. And then you want to have public relations. So if you go to our site, you'll see under the, in this section of our site, you'll see that there are some free PR tools today, increasingly more with every day. I would definitely take advantage of those. Maybe you have a local newspaper, and the local newspaper is looking for some content. You could write a blog, for instance, about, you know, your particular business. Maybe they're going to do a story on the latest opening and help for the economy. So those are all great ways for you to make certain that you are getting the word out, which is the single hardest thing to, you know, accomplish and the most important thing, because if no one knows about you, they can't buy your product or your service.
That is so very true. Right. That is so very true, for sure. Well, again, thank you so much for coming on to today's show. I want to give you an opportunity again. I know you mentioned it earlier in the show. In order for people that, you know, maybe have more questions or didn't get a question answered throughout the series, the wonderful series that you did here on RLJS Radio Live, in order to reach out to you, could you give that information to our listeners?
The name of our site?
Yes, exactly.
Sure. It's careerfuel.net. And I actually, for those of you who might have had questions, that's not the format of the show.
Right.
If you go to our connected button and sign up, you can pose a question on our site, and we'll be happy to, you know, help. We'll be happy to answer that question for you. That's the role of that part of the site. We're trying to get, you know, a network going and getting people talking to each other. So if you are the jewelry designer in your town and you want to meet the you know, the buyer of a store that carries jewelry, you know, and learn from each other. Like, that's the kind of sizzle and connectivity that we're trying to facilitate on our site. So come sign up, and if you have a question, I'll be happy to answer it.
Yep, and definitely. And make sure, again, that you sign that proposal. We're going to be putting the change.org proposal. We're going to be putting that onto ROJS News and Radio Facebook page. That is so important. And please share it with your friends, family, and other members that you know or people that you know because, again, that crowdfunding proposal is so very important. And I think it is definitely a jewel to use in order to reinvigorate this economy. And thank you so much for Anne-Marie for basically taking up the cause with that. We so appreciate it here on ROJS Radio Live.
You're welcome, and thanks for having me.
And thank you for coming on for our series. Well, you